Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Daily Pop. I am Carissa here with Mil Marfuji and Morgan Stewart, and we have a huge show for you today. We've got a lot to discuss with the latest with Lori Loughlin and the college admission scandal. Could her daughters be witnesses in the trial? Plus, big question, will Meghan and Kate be the ones who will help repair Harry and William? Relationship. Then Evan Rachel Wood is blasting Paris Hilton for calling Millie Bobby Brown hot. Did Paris cross the line? Also, former Girls Next Door star Bridget Marquardt is stopping by a little bit later, and we're going to be talking about sex, you guys. Dr. Ruth is in the house. Send us your questions. We have a lot of questions for her. All right, but first, let's start with the new report that Lori Loughlin and her whole family, for that matter, is in, quote, chaos right now. A source tells People magazine on sale Friday that Lori is about to break in the wake of the additional federal charge filed this month in the college admissions scandal. The family fears there is no way to avoid a moderately long prison sentence unless they are found not guilty. And word is, Lori and her husband Massimo feel like this is David versus Goliath, and Lori regrets not taking the plea deal, but is adamant that the allegations are not true. So a former federal prosecutor also tells the magazine that by not pleading, Lori and Massimo are putting daughters, Olivia Jade and Isabella, at risk of being called as witnesses or possibly charged as defendants. Wow. At this point, I mean, so they got the charge. She did not want to plead guilty. Mm-hmm. They got another one, did not want to plead guilty. Got another one, did not want to plead guilty. But now her daughters could possibly be charged. I think that's, girl, that's the line.
That's it.
That's it.
That is the line, right?
You gotta do it. We're like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
She's running to the prosecutors to make a deal right now.
I mean.
Because she went through this whole ordeal to try to like enrich her kids' lives by sending them to college and taking photos of them on rowing machines,
right,
or whatever.
Or was there even a photo? I think it was
allegedly
like imposed or something, right?
Photoshop
crew,
or whatever.
Crew.
And now your kids might
actually
be facing.
Is that crew? I'm imitating you.
I know. I think that's not what it is.
Crew is this.
Yeah.
Is this.
God,
you're thinking,
we can't even make fun of people
canoe.
Properly.
There's, I don't think college
yeah, this
canoeing is
no.
There was no crew in Missouri.
This is what the Winklevi did in the Social Network, right? Is that what crew is?
I have no idea.
Moving on, you had a very serious point, Will. Hey,
I forgot
break.
It. Point okay. is, take the deal. Your kids are involved now, or potentially going to be
know.
Involved.
I know, but don't you feel like it's kind of hard now at this point to take the deal after, like, to not take it for so many months and really being so adamant and just basically saying, I mean, we're not guilty. This is like, I don't know what they're thinking or what they have been thinking. I don't know if in their mind they're, like, acting from a place of just emotions and, like, I truly believe she did not have bad intentions. I think she did something wrong. I think it was obviously stupid. I think she got into something that is way over her head. I don't think she realized when she was engaging in all of these different things to get her kids into school. I think she was just like, I want my kids to go to school. I don't think she fully understood.
Yeah, well, that's the part of what the sources are telling People magazine is that she felt she was misled by people. She doesn't feel like she's a criminal mastermind, and so she was willing to fight her case. But ignorance is not a good defense.
Not necessarily bliss in this case.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. If you if you your kids don't row crew, which is this,
right?
And you say like, well, we can fake it, and somebody tells you, well, everybody does it.
And I do believe in her culture, which I'm not saying makes any of this right. In the world that Lori Loughlin and her children have grown up in, this is not uncommon, right? I'm not saying people go to these lengths and are maybe not as extensive with it, but a lot of families in that world donate money and their kids get into school, or they donate a library or a building or whatever it is, or you,
sure.
you know, do things. I think in the particular way she went about it, unfortunately, was breaking
the law.
Well,
it's a fine difference. It's a fine difference, right?
So right? I think
it's not a huge difference, but it is a fine difference. And, you know, the donating of buildings and supplies or whatever it is, you can absolutely talk about that and go, is that right? And probably ethically, you know what? It's probably not. But
right.
On the grand scheme of things, a school has got, you know, if a single person is willing to donate a building, you know, you taking their kid in is like not a huge deal. But if you're willing to like conspire with another person, commit fraud,
right.
you know, that's actually
like,
a law.
Well, that's the thing. I think she needs to realize that whatever she's done, no matter how much she didn't intend for it to be this way, she has broken the law, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, allegedly, are we still saying
allegedly.
Yeah? Allegedly has broken the law. And I think she needs to kind of fight this as though I did something wrong and I'm willing to just take the punishment and just be put this behind her so they can actually start to like,
yeah.
the faster that she gets into prison,
listen,
the faster she
yeah.
gets out.
Mm-hmm.
I
listen,
hate to
like
say that.
When it's your daughter's at risk, I really believe that Lori will figure something out. I think she's going to do everything in her power to keep her daughters out of the situation of having to testify against their own mother
yeah.
and father. I mean, that's
potentially face charges themselves.
Exactly. Like Jeez. that's the worst nightmare. And as much as Lori maybe did not. Maybe her, like we've all said, the heart might have been in the right place, but the brain was not. But this would be setting up your kids for disaster, right?
Yeah.
Like
oh,
beyond what you've
sure.
done in the past.
This
getting criminally charged would change them for the rest
of their
lives.
I think that she's probably going to come up with a deal now. Do you guys
yeah.
agree?
Oh,
I do agree.
So I would
she
really
is set
hope so.
For court January 17th.
Right.
So she has a little bit of time to think about it, but she probably should put that deal
the
in.
The other way to think about it is there's more time for bad stuff or more charges to come up.
And they're clearly
yeah.
going after her more and more
yeah.
because they're like, listen, you need to
you
give
don't
it
like
up.
This?
Like,
how about this?
This, yeah.
What
like,
about
like
this?
Stop playing with fire. And for whatever reason, I think at first people maybe wanted to play with fire more to presume innocence. And now it's like, let's just deal with
it. Let's do it. Just
so we can be done.
Cut your losses.
Let's just cut our losses, yeah.
All right, well, now it's time to talk about the royals. We're going to bring in Melanie Bromley, our royals expert. She's got the latest on what is happening.
Hello, Will. Okay, big news today because 72 members of Parliament in the UK are standing up for Meghan Markle. So these politicians have put aside their political differences and signed a letter condemning the media's treatment of Meghan and her family. This is
wow.
a big letter, guys. Now, the portion of the letter that we have reads, we expect the national media to have the integrity to know when a story is in the national interest and when it is seeking to tear a woman down for no apparent reason.
Ooh.
So a big, big letter, strong words. They've also announced they're having a general election, but this, they
this
took
is
some time out.
Yeah.
Look, aside from Brexit, let's just deal with this. This is something we maybe can all get on the same page about.
They took some time out to write this letter to say that they are in support of her.
Wow.
And they do agree with her that on her side, that the media has been wrong to her.
Wow, that's a big sign, right?
Is that massive?
It's a really big deal, yeah.
Will that make a difference now that they've got the Queen or the Parliament?
Will it make
side?
A difference?
No.
I don't think
Short answer,
so.
No.
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 Really, we
really
did Lie
don't.
For Me, it's a no.
We didn't talk about this on Lie for Me.
Oh, wow.
But
we
have talked about a situation like this on Lie for Me. And my point is always, these stories exist because people read them. If people didn't read them, the publishers would be disincentivized from writing them. So
Amen.
The fact that people are going to read them, they're going to keep making money off of them.
That's half the argument. The other half of the argument is that the British papers are so powerful in England, and there is a kind of sense of brainwashing, right? Like, you know, that's why
that's
the British
true,
papers
yeah.
can take one side of an argument and another paper, a competing paper, can take another and they can fight with one another.
That's crazy.
But, you know, I do think that Harry and Meghan, of course, are meant to be coming over here to Los Angeles. They're going to potentially have 6 weeks here sometime in between Thanksgiving and Christmas and have a break from the UK. I'm hoping during that time, the British press are a little bit easier.
Yeah, well,
her.
If anything doesn't come out of this, one something is Megan has to feel a little supported right now, you know? Maybe she hasn't hasn't felt that way by the royal house, so this will hopefully help her feel that way. I also want to talk about how women in Parliament are not the only ones backing up Megan, but Kate Middleton has reportedly been sharing some wisdom with her sister-in-law. Is that true?
So this is why, and I didn't want to give away the second part of this story, that the papers are not listening to the MPs, because this is a story that's been written by the Daily Mail. And they say that after Meghan admitted that she was not okay in her recent documentary, Kate Middleton reportedly told her that every royal goes through a bad patch in the with the press, and that she should just move on and get through it. Now, that isn't the only thing that the Daily Mail said in their piece. They also said that Kate Middleton said to Meghan, oh, don't worry about your mistakes, as if Meghan Markle has made mistakes.
Well, we learned from our mistakes, is what she said, right?
Do you believe this?
Subtle shade of, like, saying, you made a mistake.
Eat your mistakes and just kind of suck it up and, like, we all had to go through this.
It's deeper than that. If I can just finish. The point being, by the Daily Mail, is that the reason there has been bad press against Meghan Markle is because it's her fault.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
No, we get that.
And that is why the MPs writing the letter is not changing anything.
Wait, what happened? What happened?
Do you believe this
happened with Meghan and Kate?
No, well, this is a new Daily Mail report that's come after the MPs have already written to the press.
Right.
So the press have still written this, like, ridiculous story.
Right, I get it.
True?
I get it now.
Yes.
Is it true, do you think? Do you think Kate has reached out to Meghan, and who knows if those were her exact words?
I doubt it.
And this is why the letter is worthless, because we're talking about this. People are genuinely curious about it.
Because if there's anybody that's going to bring brothers back together, it's the wives.
It's going to make the Daily Mail more money, so they're never going to stop writing those letters.
But I agree with you on that. I do think that, look, William and Harry are talking. Meghan and Kate are talking. I do think there is a set. Kate knows what it's like to be an outsider. Kate knows what it's like. She was waiting. Katie.
I was just going to say that. I want to make you proud of me.
Oh, sweetheart. Yeah. I am always proud of you. So she was waiting, Katie. She knows what it's like. So actually, if anyone's going to be there with Meghan's side and supporting her, aside from 72 MPs from the House of Commons, it's going to be Kate Middleton. But I wouldn't listen to the Daily Mail's version.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe the quote. I mean, how do they know what was exactly said? Come on.
Well, it's also that because Meghan's made a mistake.
She made a mistake?
No.
I'm saying that
the press are making excuses for slagging off Meghan.
He's just trying to
I'm just messing
you.
I know.
With
he does it every day.
I did it effectively,
yeah, all the
I feel
time.
Like.
We love you, Melanie. Thank you so much for updating us on all that royal talk. Okay, we'll keep you guys
Goodbye.
Updated. Okay, Tyler Cameron, let's move on to him. So he's getting real about his breakup with Gigi Hadid. Tyler gave an interview to People's Reality Check where he called Gigi a great person and a great friend. He said their breakup was not bad, but they're both at different parts of their lives right now. It's been a big week for Tyler and his exes. So on Monday night, Hannah Brown wrote an emotional post on Instagram sharing her struggles on Dancing with the Stars. Tyler slipped into the comments section to cheer her up. He said, "Fall down 7 times, get up 8. You got this. HB, be where your feet are and enjoy the ride. You're doing amazing."
That's nice.
That is nice. Yes, it's very sweet.
That was very sweet.
Now, there are some cynical people out there who are calling Tyler a fame grabber, and this is just him trying to stay in the headlines by commenting on Hannah's post. What do you think?
I don't think it's that black and white.
The People Magazine thing, yes, absolutely. Yeah. But the comments section, no.
No.
I mean, people write in comments section.
They had a thing for a while. Like, they obviously were on a show together. It's okay for him to show his support. And also, like, what's wrong with people wanting to extend their 15 minutes? That's the whole point. They give you 15 minutes so you can make it 25.
I love your outlook.
It's the truth, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. He should be commenting
on
everything.
What minute would you say he's on?
I think he's on a minute 18.
You think so?
How many minutes
I think that Gigi, I think he's got about 2.5 minutes left.
I would agree, but
I would say he's at his 13 minutes.
Oh, okay. No, I think he went over the 15 because of the Gigi link.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It would have been donezo. But I don't know. I mean, those Bachelor contestants have holding appeal, I guess. So
until a new crop comes in.
Exactly. So he's holding on. But I think the Gigi connection, people were like, wait.
What? Where'd that come
and also,
from?
I still don't get how they met.
Future lesson for other Bachelor contestants, though, is that if a celebrity slides into your DMs, don't do an interview about it.
Yeah.
And you'll stay
in a relationship.
Just go somewhere where you get papped and so you can continue your 20 minutes.
But don't talk to anybody about
Gigi
it.
Mike or Tyler.
Right,
Mike.
Yeah.
Poor Mike.
Really, though, poor Mike?
I don't know.
He
kept falling into that puddle. I'm like, Mike, don't do it. You got a shot here. That's the problem. When you can't maintain your 15 minutes, you don't deserve it.
Yeah. Ooh.
I took my 15 minutes and made it 45, so there you go.
Wow.
Look at that.
Do you know what, or 30, where am I? I don't know. Past 15.
Remains to be seen.
Right. True.
All right, guys, coming up, we want to know your thoughts on our top stories so far, so hit us up using hashtag DailyPop. Plus, Kevin Hart gives fans an update on his recovery. That story when Daily Pop continues. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're going to read your thoughts on Lori Loughlin. So Gossip Folk says, Lori's head was too big. She thought she could actually beat this. Now she's scared, and she should be. Enter thinks Lori should take the deal. She says Lori's long prison sentence will probably be like 20 days.
I don't think so.
No.
Do you? I mean, I have no idea, but I think it's going to be more than that.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like a...
The parents who have pled guilty to their first round of charges, yes, obviously Felicity got 14 days, but a lot of them, 4-5 months. So pleading guilty to 3 counts of charges is, I think, going to get her...
At least a year?
I would say upwards of 8 months, which is no joke, man.
That is no joke.
I wouldn't want to do it.
I wouldn't. Oof, oof.
Mirka thinks Lori still has a chance. She says maybe the prosecutors are afraid she might win and are scaring her into taking the deal by threatening to charge her daughters.
I don't think that they're afraid she'll win. They might be nervous that seeing the sentencing, what the prosecutors are recommending and what's actually being sentenced, there's a pretty big disparity in those numbers.
Right.
So seeing that the parents who are getting charged and sentenced, it's not quite as high as the prosecutors were recommending. So maybe they're like, well, I can't imagine them being like, well, we want somebody to spend a year behind bars for this.
Right.
But that's essentially the math that they're doing right now. And it's also, I said this on Live for Me this morning, it's a giant resource suck, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know which way this is going to go. And they're prolonging it as a huge
It's like
waste
watching
of
like
money.
A slow an accident in slow motion. It's brutal at this point. Like, I just want her to get this all figured out and handled, and let's just put it behind all of us.
Yeah. I don't want her daughters involved. Okay, moving on. It's been almost 2 months since Kevin Hart survived a very dangerous car accident. Kevin just broke his silence on social media about it. He posted a 2-minute long video on Instagram that takes us through his journey since that fateful day. Take a look.
When God talks, you gotta listen. I swear life is funny. Because some of the craziest things that happen to you end up being the things that you needed most. And in this case, I honestly feel like God basically told me to sit down. You know, when you're moving too fast and you're doing too much, sometimes you can't see the things that you're meant to see. But after my accident, I see things differently.
Wow. It's honestly such a touching video. He does talk more and more about slowing down and paying more attention to the things that are most important to you in life. Kevin's doctors do say it will take him about a year to fully recover. In the meantime, Kevin says he's thankful for friends, family, and fans, and he's looking forward to an amazing 2020.
Mm.
Love him. We are all sending him such a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
He's a strong, strong man.
Yeah.
So
that's not easy.
100% believe he will be 100% back soon. Sooner than we think.
Yes.
All right. Evan Rachel Wood is calling out Paris Hilton on social media after Paris called Millie Bobby Brown hot. So Millie posted a photo on Instagram. Here is the picture. She captioned it, same dress, but very different day. Paris commented on the photo with her signature phrase, "That's hot." But then Evan responded by reminding Paris, you know, Millie's only 15. And then a lot of commenters were going under Paris's
comments and said the same thing. They sort of echoed the
sentiment. None of those people would have said that had Evan not mentioned that, right?
I don't know, they weren't under Evan's. I don't know, but I think, and I had this realization again during Live for Me, you know, one of our commenters didn't realize that that was her catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
I guess I just assumed
that's hot. Like, this is an inoffensive thing.
Like, she says that's hot to a pumpkin.
Different. If I go, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's weird on a 15-year-old's post.
That's true.
That's weird. That's
you got
not
it from
okay.
the booth, too. Yes,
please
yes.
don't do that. That's uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah, we just had to get through that. Yikes.
I think Evan and everyone is overreacting a little bit. I do understand the whole not wanting to sexualize a young child, and I totally get that. 15 mm-hmm. is still young, and you shouldn't be doing that, 100%. I don't believe that that was Paris's intent.
I don't either.
I do think that Paris...
When she says it, it's totally devoid of sexuality.
It is.
Like Morgan said, I mean, she would see a person eating a biscuit, and she'd say, that's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just...
That's
everything
hot.
Was hot. And I also think 15-year-olds call each other hot.
I'm sorry. We can't be in a place where we're literally taking, like, Paris Hilton's catchphrase and taking it seriously and being like, you're literally trying to sexualize a 15-year-old girl. Like,
no.
Evan knows that, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's hot, you know?
Maybe she forgot that that was her catchphrase.
She's not wrong in her thinking either. It's just like, this is not the instance.
Like, we don't need to make a big deal.
We don't need to make a big deal about every single thing that happens every single day.
All right, guys, we are so excited. Because
right?
up next,
right.
we
right.
are talking
I can't
with
wait.
The sex doctor herself. Dr. Ruth is here. Do not go away. We'll be right back. We got all your questions, guys. Well, lots of them anyways. She is a media personality, author, and health cultural icon. Please welcome the world's most famous sex therapist, Dr. Ruth, to the show.
Thank you.
We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
You have your fourth edition of your book, Sex for Dummies. It is out. What is the biggest change you've seen in the way that we talk about sex now?
Boy, that's a beautiful picture of it.
Is it? Look at that.
And I have to tell you something. It's exactly for your age, because this is the fourth edition. And what we did, we added some material of interest right now. For example, I'm very concerned about you millennials hanging on your phones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hate that. Yeah.
And I'm very concerned about loneliness.
Yeah.
So the Sex for Dummies and the good thing for you, Will.
Me specifically,
Will.
Yes. I love that you think I'm a millennial.
Is that you don't have to read the whole book, because the Sex for Dummies, the dummy books, are so very well.
Saying dummy a lot. Yeah. I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Open and see what you want to read today and what you want to leave for tomorrow.
Yeah. So,
right.
So millennial, millennial loneliness epidemic is what you're. Is what it's.
I'm not calling about epidemics. That's a big word.
Sure. Okay. So then, do you feel like millennials are lonelier than the generation previously?
I think so, because you people are hanging on the media,
mm-hmm.
and you are losing, that's the important part, you are losing the art of conversation. Mm. So that's one important point that you have to make sure for your unborn child,
mm-hmm.
that when that child is three, how old is your other one?
Almost two.
Okay, so soon, to put that telephone away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So to make sure that there is conversation between you and your partner and between you and your child.
So we have a millennial maybe watching right now, is in the dating circle, trying to find her forever love. What advice would you give her as far as creating a stronger connection with people?
Okay. So what I would like to say, as soon as you find somebody that you think you can build a relationship, make sure you cultivate that relationship. And one of the things that you should do is, first of all, especially when there is another child coming, mm-hmm. make sure that the first one doesn't knows that you are still there for it, whatever. It's a him or her?
Him.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm very, very glad that you people are doing this kind of talks to the people of your age. And that's one of the reasons that I hooked up. That's mm-hmm. the proper term to use, but not for sex.
Hooked up.
You
hooked up.
I hooked up with hot wire people, mm-hmm. because for people in a relationship, it's nice to have a message. You have to cultivate the relationship. Mm-hmm. So this idea mm-hmm. that they can get reasonable hotel rooms in fancy hotels at the last minute to come home and to say, after the baby is born, and to say, honey, I got us a wonderful deal. We are going to let the older one with a babysitter, and we are going to go with hot wire, mm-hmm. and we are going to check in, and then I have to tell you a secret.
Oh, tell us.
We're leaning in.
I tell your age people,
yes.
when you get to that hotel room,
okay.
have a quickie.
Oh, a quickie.
Okay. With mm-hmm. that significant other, with that person that you are there. Okay. Don't just pick up somebody in the studio.
Okay.
Right?
Noted. Stick with your husband.
No names. However, do a quickie. Then you have saved already money because the hot wire is so reasonable. Mm-hmm. You go to a fancy restaurant.
Okay.
You have a meal. Then you go home and you have another sex.
Longer the second time.
Longer
the first time, sure.
What is a quickie exactly? Is that under 5 minutes?
I can't give you an exactly time.
Okay.
However,
specifically,
a quickie is just to take off the edge so that you don't have to sit at dinner
and hate each other
all the time. No, but all the time thinking, will I get sex? Will I not get sex? Is she tired? Is he tired? So, I see that.
You see that with Will, I know.
I see that pointing.
Very tired.
So, very important. And mm-hmm. that's one of the reasons that at the age of 91 and a half, I'm coming to your beautiful studio, mm-hmm. and I talk to millennials. So, wait, one more thing.
Yes. Okay.
The fellow who just brought me here, what's his name?
Tom.
Brilliant. He saw the documentary twice.
Wow.
And the documentary is called Ask Dr. Ruth. And all of you.
Oh, John?
Have to go home today. Not tomorrow.
Today
to watch it.
Okay. I will. Because, hey, can you, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick around? Because we have some viewer questions we want to ask you too. Okay. Yes. We'll be right back with Dr. Ruth when Daily Pop continues.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We are back with Dr. Ruth, and we have some of your guys' questions about sex advice. So we're going to ask her right now. Cliff and Paula ask, what do you do to help a sex drive that has been squashed by a medication that you have to take daily?
Ooh, very important question. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a medical doctor. Right away, to go and check with a medical doctor, because some medication have an effect, and somebody like me who is not a medical doctor, I'm not speculating on it. But bravo to that person to ask the question, mm-hmm. because that means that she or he already realized that there seems to be a problem about desire-based dysfunction, about wanting to have sex. So today, right after your broadcast, to call a doctor and to ask the question.
Okay. Yes, okay.
And good luck.
Good luck. We wish you good luck.
Good question.
I have a question. Okay, Brittany wants to know.
So you millennials talk too fast.
I talk too fast in general. Everyone gets very mad at me, Dr. Ruth. Everybody.
I'm not mad. Just talk
everybody.
Slowly.
Okay. Now I have to slow down because she just called me out.
Hot wire.
Oh, hot wire?
Good, that's all.
And don't you forget it, okay? Okay, how often are married couples with a toddler, having sex? I'm asking for these two because they have toddlers.
I have to tell you.
Not together.
No.
I realize
that. Let's clarify that. You don't want anything like that out there.
Because you know that I'm old-fashioned and you have to stay with your partner and you have to stay with your partner.
Yes.
I could never answer that. Hopefully that you have help, either your mother-in-law or your mother or somebody or babysitter. I tell you a secret.
Okay.
what married couples should do from time to time, check into a motel and close the door. You don't have to stay the whole night.
No.
You can stay a short period of time. Maybe you can even go to a hotel room that you got through the hot wire. And then go back home. Take with you bubble bath, a little champagne, have a good sexual experience.
Okay.
And go back home.
Oh,
you don't
champagne and bubbles.
You don't have to stay a whole night.
Okay. No, nobody wants to stay the night.
You have a question?
Yes, Sarah is asking. Sarah is asking, how do I increase my partner's libido without him knowing?
Oh, boy. Look, if she feels that there is really not enough of that chemistry, of that look that brings about a sexual encounter, there might be other problems.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody like this, bravo, that you ask the questions.
Yeah.
And stop speculating. Go and see a sex therapist for a few sessions. That's not years of therapy. Mm-hmm. That's just finding out there might be other issues in that relationship that have nothing to do with sex, have nothing to do with the sexual arousal, that have to do something, being angry, being disappointed, or a worry about a job. Mm-hmm. There might be other issues that kind of puts that desire for a sexual encounter on a back burner.
Yeah.
Go and look for help for a few sessions, both of you.
Love it.
By saying, look, we seem to have a problem. We love each other. We want to fix the problem. Let's see what we can do.
Okay, we have time for one more question.
A specific question.
Do
you know anybody from Morgan?
Right.
First of all,
should she be on dating apps?
Should I be on dating apps?
Okay.
I'm recently separated.
I'm not talking about you personally.
We want you to.
Dating apps, please go to the book Sex for Dummies today.
Okay, I will.
And hear what I have to say. I'm all for using the dating app.
Okay.
If you use it intelligently.
Ooh.
Don't ever meet with somebody in a secluded place.
No, never.
Only to meet for first time, maybe for lunch.
Oh, lunch in the daytime with the makeup? Yikes.
Oh, because you have to have lunch anyway, so have lunch or coffee. And then decide if you want to meet a second time. Never to meet in a hotel lobby. Meet someplace. And you people are very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in here and I see how many of you millennials are in this building.
Yep.
So go to the water cooler.
No, we don't do that here.
HR frowns upon.
We don't do water cooler.
You don't do water cooler?
No water cooler.
Why?
No, we don't do that anymore. We go on dating apps.
You go on dating apps?
Yes.
Okay, go on dating apps, but use it intelligently.
I will.
And the first time you go, do not say that you are recently separated. Keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
Only say, I'm available, period.
I'm available.
Don't tell about all of your problems before.
Leave those.
Say,
hide the problems, Morgan.
Don't
reveal
your problems.
It all.
I've turned the TV world 100 times. Does that mean that's why I'm not getting dates?
I mean, it may not be helping.
It's not helping.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ruth.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Ruth's tips for a quickie getaway on hotwire.com. Check those out and be sure to see the documentary Ask Dr. Ruth. It is streaming on Hulu now. Coming up, Bridget Marquardt is here. She's holding a special seance tonight, and we're going to talk all about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. All right, as Halloween approaches, this guest is prepping to hopefully reconnect with her famous ex. Please welcome girl next door, Bridget Marquardt, to the show.
Hi.
So you and Holly Madison are hosting a seance at your house.
At Holly's house.
Oh, at Holly's house, sorry. And you're gonna hopefully try to connect with Hugh?
Possibly. I mean, that's not our main reason for doing it. Our main reason for doing it is Holly's house is haunted. Some weird things have been happening. She hears weird noises at night, like things are falling over and breaking, but she gets up and there's nothing. And she tries to set her alarm, and then she gets like motion sensors in like the dining room and that kind of thing, and there's nobody in the house. And
she's
so she's like,
she
needs to move. Her house is amazing, though.
Thank you.
So she had me come over with my ghost hunting kit, and we were definitely picking up on stuff. And while we were there, the door locked itself. And it's like a big deadbolt lock. And the door is like really heavy and it's not easy to do that. And we heard the noise and we're like, wait, what was that? And she's like, that was the door locking.
What?
So we went over.
Whatever this is, locked the door.
Locked the door.
You guys are gonna stay there and try to conjure it again?
Yes.
This sounds like a bad idea.
but it gets worse. So the next morning in her office, all the plaster on the ceiling fell.
I'm really worried about this idea. Has anybody tried to talk you out of this besides
me? Not yet. You guys are the first ones. Everyone else is like, that's amazing.
Nobody else.
I can't wait to watch.
We're scared again.
Maybe leave this one alone.
Well, she is going to ask them to please not do damage to the house.
Yeah.
Not expensive damage.
For real. I don't blame her. Well, you're going
to
live stream.
Ask her to replaster the ceiling.
Yeah, oh my totally. Gosh. Yeah.
You're going to live stream this entire thing.
Yes.
Why make it available to the masses? Because people are just so interested now that you've talked about it.
Yeah, and we thought it was a fun thing to do right around Halloween time. And the night before Halloween, Patty Negri, she's going to be conducting the seance. She's a famous witch and psychic medium. And she says that this is the day that the veil is the thinnest between the two worlds. So the communication is the easiest.
What if these spirits are like a little camera shy? Are you worried that like nothing will happen since you are live streaming it?
I mean, it's a possibility, but I mean, that's a possibility with any live thing. You never know what you're going to get, but I have a feeling it's going to be pretty active, and I don't think that they necessarily know they're on camera.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's streaming. It's very incognito.
Yeah.
Let's say you guys do get into contact with Hef. Mm-hmm. What would you want to ask him, or what would you want to know, or what would you hope to hear from him?
I mean, if Hef appeared to us, I would. I had this dream about him shortly after he died, where I went to the mansion, and he came down the stairs, and he had this, had his arms wide open, and he gave out what we call his big laugh. It's like this giant cackle that he had, and he goes, "My darling," and he gave me a big hug, and I could smell his cologne, and I could feel the texture of his jacket, and I would just want to know. It just felt so real when I woke up. It felt like that wasn't just a dream. That was something. That was something more.
Wow.
And I would like to know. That's what I would ask him, if that was a dream or if he really came to say goodbye.
With you.
Are there any other ways that you've ever felt him like watching over you or?
No, that's my main thing that happened, but that was so real. It just felt like that absolutely happened. Like that was not just a dream.
Wow. So this seance that's happening, it's you and Holly. Did you guys happen to reach out to Kendra to see if she wanted to be in it too?
No, we don't talk to Kendra that often.
Yeah.
So Holly and I do a lot of adventures together. And so we just thought this would be a fun thing to do.
Oh my gosh. So is there anyone else in your family personally, maybe not Hef, but somebody that you hope to hear from?
Yes, my grandpa. So my grandpa had been sick for a long time. He knows how much I love the paranormal. So we had a pact that after he passed away, that if he could, he would give me a sign. And we have a code word and everything.
Aww.
So I'm bringing some pictures of him tonight and some little things that remind me of him. And I'm hoping that maybe he'll come through and give me his code word.
That's so sweet.
And then my fiance is going to be there too. And he's going to try and reach out to some of his family. His dad was an astronaut, Scott Carpenter. He's going to see if he maybe wants to say hi. And then his grandfather, Hal Roach, did Laurel and Hardy and Little Rascals.
Oh, wow.
One of the first movie producers and movie houses in LA. Maybe he's going to come in. And
what about Holly? Has she said anybody she wants to hopefully connect to?
She's more about interested in her house and who's haunting her.
Yeah, that's
what's
true.
Going on
she's
there.
Like, who's in my home?
Yeah.
<the ceiling>.
Exactly. Exactly.
When did you realize that this was something that you were really, really interested in? I mean, I feel like for as long as you've been a public figure, you've been interested in this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it goes way back to when I was a kid. I tell people, I think I was born spooky. I've always loved horror movies and scary stuff. And then when I was 12, I got a Ouija board and I made my cousin play with me. And I didn't know that many people that had passed away. My great grandfather was the only one I knew. So we were trying to reach out to him. And the plan Chet was moving, but I was accusing her of doing it. She was accusing me of doing it. And then we just got bored. We're like, oh, you're moving it. I'm not playing anymore. But then after that, I started having like weird nightmares about my grandpa. And I started like seeing him and having like weird feelings and stuff that I was being watched. And my interest in the paranormal just kind of grew from there. So it started when I was 12, if not before.
Wow. Oh my gosh, I love. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
And good luck tonight.
Thank you. 7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock
Pacific time.
It's called the Ghost Magnet. It's a live stream. It's a seance, and it's going to begin tonight at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. And you can find the links at ghostmagnetpodcast.com. Stick around. More Daily Pop after the break.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. actor, director, and producer Judd Apatow is slamming Netflix's rumored new feature. Reports say Netflix will be adding an option for viewers to adjust the playback speed on movies and TV shows. So when Judd saw the news, he retweeted the article and wrote, "No, Netflix, no. Don't make me have to call every director and show creator on Earth to fight you on this. Save me the time. I will win, but it will take a ton of time. Don't F with our timing. We give you nice things. Leave them as they were intended to be seen."
Ooh.
He's not happy about this. And then some people were already jumping on showing support for him. Others were telling him to chill out. What do you think? Are you for or against Netflix adding this feature?
I think chill out, man.
Really? But I feel like this is his passion and his craft.
I understand. I personally would never, I would not choose to watch anything on 1.5 or 2x speed.
How can you even watch that?
But we've got a PA who watches stuff like that all the time. Mm-hmm. And if that's the way somebody wants to consume something, I don't think it's the best way, but have at it, man.
I get that there might be a marketplace for it, but I do think, like, from his point of view, I mean, obviously that's how he feels, right? He's a director, he makes movies, he wants things to be intended as he made them.
Yeah.
I mean, I would agree with him. I think things should just be made the way they're made and seen the way. You can fast forward.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing.
That's the thing.
I don't think Judd is going to win this argument. So radio stations speed up music all the time. They have for 20-plus years. Mm-hmm. And that's because we want to get to the next song faster. We like to keep the tempo up on an hour of radio. It has to reach a certain tempo by experts' opinions to keep listeners interested. And so a lot of times they will speed up your favorite songs. Maybe you've noticed it. Maybe you haven't. Sometimes you listen to the radio. You're like, gosh, this sounds so much faster than when I listen on my iTunes. Well, that's because they speed it up on radio.
Right.
And artists don't like it. Nobody likes that. That's not how they intended you to hear their music. They purposely have a tempo because that's how they think it sounds best. But they've lost the battle because they need radio airplay, right?
Yeah.
And artists that make movies need Netflix to show them if they're going to buy. So the problem is, if the audience likes this, if they test this feature out and it's successful, Netflix will do it. I mean, I do think that, you know, it's insulting and it's like kind of just goes into the culture of today where we need everything so fast. We have no attention span. We mm-hmm. can't watch anything for 15 seconds.
So then going off of that, like, what's the difference between this and watching with your phone in your hand or watching with your iPad or scrolling through Twitter or Instagram while you're watching a movie or a TV show?
But you can't
watch it. You're distracted either way. Or you're distracted in one sense, and in the other sense, you're just like kind of cruising through it just to get the plot points.
Yeah, so I don't watch things. It's just too much. Or just, if you want to watch, you just watch short content then, if that's what you need.
Yeah, I wish that we didn't live in this sped up culture sometimes. I think that we should slow down, listen to the music, watch the TV shows.
But again, they're not forcing you to watch at this speed.
No,
it's an option.
You can watch if you choose.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, an award show, I like to speed through.
There are plenty of things that deserve to get sped through.
So we'll see. I don't know. What do you guys think about this?
This show is a long watch. It's the best watch.
Exactly.
I want you to drink
every single minute. Down a little bit, that would even be
it's
better.
Like,
not
whoa.
You're talking per se, but.
Okay, we'll be right back with more Daily Pop after this. Bye.
I said to your crew before I came on, I was like, someone's going to jump out of something. Someone's going to scare me. Because it's the day before Halloween.
If they would, they would be in this one right here.
I wasn't expecting that!
So you had two different outfits for
one? You distracted me with the boyfriend question.
Uh-huh. Andy and I were just looking at each other and...
Stop it! That's enough!
That's Saoirse Ronan and Halsey falling victim to Ellen and her infamous scare prank during their visit to her show today. Halloween is tomorrow. Do you like being scared or doing the scaring?
I mean, I'd rather be the one doing the scaring.
I'd rather be the one doing the... I don't like to be scared.
I hate being scared. I know.
I keep looking around
scared,
like, if
right?
something pops out of here, my dress is too short.
All right, let's read some of your guys' tweets before we go. James thinks Evan Rachel Wood was right to call up Paris Hilton. He says people shouldn't sexualize anyone under the age of 18.
She, what?
On Tyler Cameron commenting on Hannah Brown's post, Rob says Tyler was helping Hannah out. People need to chill. And Jessica sending love to Dr. Ruth. She says, such amazing advice from the iconic Dr. Ruth. We need more. Yes, yeah, she was the cutest.
Thing.
All right, that's our show. Tomorrow is a huge show. You have to come. You have to watch. It's our big Halloween bash. There'll be lots of trick and treats. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.